Welcome to Shaken in the Shoe, the interview edition, where we explore live music events and meet the musicians bringing their skills and talents to our local stages. I'm your host, Sarah, also known as Miss Music Shoe Shop. I'm really glad you're here. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, where I post news about upcoming live shows and reviews of recent events. Now let's meet today's guest. I'm so excited to talk with Eileen Laverty on the show this week. Eileen is a Canadian singer-songwriter, originally from Belfast in Northern Ireland, and now resides in the happening city of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Eileen's songs are so beautiful, with a Celtic twist. She is known for her heartfelt lyrics, warm vocals, and a deeply authentic storytelling, with a sound that blends elements of folk, roots, and contemporary acoustic music. Hi, Eileen. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Thank you very much.
It's such a pleasure to have you here today in Salmon Arm.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good. And you are on the Home Roots tour right now.
I am very excited to be back out this way and working with Home Roots, a wonderful organization.
So. Yes.
Bringing music to small communities and big communities all over Canada.
I love what they do for musicians and for communities as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's great because we get into some areas where, you know, in some of the smaller communities where people would have to travel great distances to come to bigger venues to see concerts and that. So it's really nice to go to where the people are. That's lovely.
And I've learned recently that is the root of folk music is playing in small places, things like kitchens, living rooms, barns, things like that. So that's really back to the basics of music.
Exactly.
Yeah. And has the crowd been really receptive so far?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been meeting lots of really wonderful folks and learning lots of local, you know, history and Canadian history. And I have to tell you, I'm very inspired by people who sign up to be a host with Home Roots because, I mean, it is, I really appreciate all the effort and the work that they do to bring community together and, and hosting me and fellow musicians. And it's been really wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really great program. I love how they do that. And in Salmon Arm, I've been to a few of the shows and it's always so welcoming and it's so intimate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yesterday you were in Clearwater, today
yes.
You were in Salmon Arm, and
yes.
Where to next?
I'm in Kamloops after this, and then Anmore, just north of Vancouver, and then I head over to the island for a few dates over there, so.
Lucky, yeah. Vancouver Island will be beautiful.
No, can't wait. Again, it's been a while since I've been out touring out this way, so I'm really excited to be back.
I think perfect time of year.
Great.
Perfect time
it was
of
perfect.
Year.
Perfect. When I left Saskatoon the day before I left, I was shoveling snow. So this is beautiful.
Yeah. Now you need your sunblock and your sunglasses.
Yeah, I need to go buy some t-shirts because all I have is woolen everything.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten hot. I want to talk about your music, of course. But first, I would love for you to share your story about coming from Belfast in Northern Ireland and how you came here and where you are now. Where do you call home now?
Oh, well, my family emigrated to Canada when I was about 6 years old. We emigrated to Edmonton, actually. And then my dad was transferred to Saskatchewan. And I remember we were in Regina at the time. And about a year in, my dad had been to Saskatoon on a business trip and thought it was a beautiful city. So I remember him saying to my mom, you know, we should go for a drive, and piled all me and my, at the time, my three brothers. So we, you know, we drove up to Saskatoon and drove around and we just fell in love with the place, said, yeah, this is where we'd like to live. And so we chose Saskatoon to settle. And that is home. That is definitely home. I'm very proud of my Irish heritage for sure. And very attached to family still. But definitely, you know, I am a prairie girl at heart, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. And Saskatoon is such a beautiful city and it's got a very vibrant music scene.
It does indeed. Mm-hmm. It does indeed. And then of course, I love adventure as well. So I love getting up north into the beautiful North Country and on the Canadian Shield. And so yeah, it has Lots to offer. Lots. It's a beautiful province. So beautiful country.
Beautiful country, beautiful province. And a lot of your music and songwriting is inspired from landscapes and experiences in the outdoors.
It's inspired by the people I meet and the stories. I also spent years as a high school English teacher, so I worked with young people and really enjoyed that career as well. I managed to juggle both for quite some time. And yeah, adventures up north is where I think it's where I finally slow down enough. And I feel, that's where the inspiration of the time to put it all together mm-hmm. comes from, trips up north when you have time to think and you're not mm-hmm. running from here to there and busy doing all the other things that need done. So
you're on these trips and you're filling your bucket and coming home.
100%, 100%. And driving, I'm fighting the urge all the time I was leaving this morning, I said, I'm heading out on this highway I've never been on that stretch of road before. And I told my husband it's really difficult because I want to stop and take so many pictures, but it would take me 6 hours to get to the next yeah. town. So, yeah.
And this is your second time on the Home Roots Tour, is that right?
It is. The first time I did, I started in Fernie and I did Southern Alberta and a good part of Saskatchewan. So, yeah. I've enjoyed, obviously, like I said, juggling both careers for a while, but the one thing is it was difficult to go too far away from my home space. So I've since left my teaching career for good, and I'm excited to get a little further afield. And so, yeah, I'm excited to get to the island.
I just want to touch on your teaching. Did you go to university in Saskatoon?
I did. I studied at University of Saskatchewan and I got my 4-year English degree. Yeah. And then I went back to Belfast, actually, and studied a year at Queen's University there. And that's where I finished my teacher training. So I interned in Belfast and reconnected with family and made some wonderful friends that turned out to be lifelong friends. And so, yeah, it was a great experience.
Of course, Ireland is just music coming out of every which door there.
Exactly.
Starting at very early in the morning, I noticed from pubs and taverns and things, music just blasting all day. And it was so lively.
Yeah, music isn't, from what I understand and what I've experienced in my growing up, there was always music at our house. And then the music that I was drawn to was also the songs that tell a story about the history and about the people. And so I was drawn to that, ultimately. As a teenager, I loved pop music and rock and all the rest, and alternative, and I'll leave it in a bit to some techno. But ultimately, it's the storytelling aspect and the lyrics that really drew me. So.
And you've been known to say that you do really love a good story, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
And so a lot of your songs, I've listened to as much as I could get my hands on, and it's beautiful. The stories are very rich in there, and a lot of them touch on the human experience and relationships. You draw a lot of your inspiration from people, but within yourself, what's your process for writing songs and coming up with an album of stories?
Oh gosh, I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still exploring and learning and expanding. And I think it's, when I'm busy, you get inspiration. I'm like everyone else, you sing it into your phone or you... I used to, phone myself and leave a message on my answering machine, old school, jot it down on the back of napkins, just ideas, and they're born of either a phrase or an experience. I'm also very inspired. I've always been interested in how art inspires art. Mm-hmm. So there's movies made about artists, and there's songs made about from paintings. And so I'm always fascinated with that process. So that's something I'd like to explore a little more.
Art inspires art.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah.
So can you touch a little bit on how you've collaborated with the symphony orchestra?
It's actually an interesting story. I was invited, Dean McNeil, who's a well-known musician in Saskatoon and also works at the university. He's the Dean of Music. And so he reached out and invited me to as a summer camp, I guess, up at Emma Lake, the now defunct, sadly, we've lost Emma Lake, but it was a beautiful retreat up north again. Mm-hmm. And it was, interestingly, a jazz composer's workshop. He's very connected with the jazz world. And I wasn't sure he intended it for me because I'm neither jazz nor did I consider myself, you know, the word composer is a little daunting. But I thought, you know what, if you have the confidence and the belief in me that I have something to offer, I will go. So I went along, and there I met, you know, other musicians from other genre, I guess, and students and professional musicians and professors, and it was fascinating. So there I met Alan Gilliland, who is with McGill, with Grant McEwen University. Okay. And we discovered, sorry, this is a long story, but it is pretty neat.
Yeah.
I attended his workshop in the morning, which was the premise of this week-long camp, and I attended Alan's seminar, and he was talking about composing this. He's composed so much. He's a great Canadian composer. He'd composed a piece based around the poem He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by W.B. Yeats. And I went up to him after and I said, this is interesting. I have written a song based on that very same poem. So there's the art inspiring mm-hmm. art. And so he said, well, I'd like to hear it. And at the end of the week, they were having a big band concert, and he asked, what are you performing at the concert? I said, oh gosh, I'm a folk singer, like doesn't really fit. And he said, well, I could probably I could chart something. And so I kid you not, in short order, he's handing out parts for, you know, saxophone and piano and drums. And so that was the first time I'd ever heard my music arranged for a big orchestra. And so that led to a lot of great opportunities playing with the Saskatoon Jazz Orchestra. And from there, then the symphony orchestra, you know, we talked about working together, and they invited me to be part of their season. And they, I worked with Alan, who charted all of my 16 pieces for symphony. And I had my own night with the symphony featuring, it was called Tread Softly, the music of Eileen Laverty after the song that I wrote. So I'm humbled by it and just, it was incredible.
And so that sounds like a dream come true, really. Absolutely. A dream maybe you didn't even know you had.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was incredible. And so from there, they've invited me several times and since to be part of different shows, a Christmas show. And it's just been wonderful. So I'm just very fortunate.
And so you're on stage. So the symphony is playing. They all have your music. They're playing mm-hmm. your music. You're on stage. Are you singing and playing acoustic guitar along with the symphony?
Sometimes. Okay. And often I'm just singing. I am singing and I have some of my regular bandmates. I have Jesse Brown, I've been playing with Jesse for many years. Wonderful musician and his own right and composer. And my husband Greg also plays guitar, and Kimball Siebert. And so I have some of my own band members with me on stage with the symphony, which is just incredible, you know,
for all of us. So. And how many people are with the symphony on stage with you? Like 16 type thing?
Oh, more than that, full symphony.
Wow.
Yeah. We did another show with them up in Prince Albert at the beautiful Rawlinson Center with the Corps Symphony, which was, I think, 12 members, the Corps. But yeah, it's the full symphony orchestra. It was absolutely incredible.
Wow, incredible. Yeah. And are you still actively performing with the symphony?
I'll go anytime they phone me. I will drop what I'm doing and make time for that, for sure.
And it's around Christmas, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time. And like, what do you wear?
I know.
Do you wear a fancy dress?
Well, that's actually funny because the first Christmas show they invited me to be part of, I went out and I thought, okay, I got to get, it's, you know, symphony Christmas sparkly dress. So I went out and I bought a gown, and it was shortly after that I found that the symphony had opted that year, instead of tuxedos, they were going to wear ugly Christmas sweaters. So I was like, well, I can't very well wear a gown. So it was like, okay, shift about. So I do have a gown in my closet, and if I can still get into it, I'd love to wear it sometime with the symphony orchestra. Or maybe I'll just wear it to, you know, one of the Home Roots concerts. What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck, right? Wear that dress. Oh, and so I also read that you do some composing for theater productions, live stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, again, it was another Angus Ferguson from Dancing Sky Theater reached out to me and said, I've wanted to work with you and do something. Dancing Sky Theater in Meacham, Saskatchewan, is a town that is just filled with, you know, people who farm, and then artists who have you know, set down roots there. And there is a professional theater there. They do dinner theater. And so Angus commissioned a play from Canadian playwright Daniel MacDonald and asked me if I would compose the music to go with the play. So that was another, I mean, I'd never done anything like that. And I mean, I should mention, I'm not trained in music. I, you know, it's, I think of myself as a lyricist, you know, and I have a few chords to back that. So it's, it was a wonderful experience working with Daniel. And then Dan actually wrote me into the play as a, like a performing musician in the play. So I was actually on stage. So it was wonderful. I got a leave from teaching for several months and I went and hung out in the theater and I just learned so much and loved every minute of it. So,
well, you say you're not trained and that's not, you know, in school, but you're sure schooled in life with this stuff.
Thank you.
I would say you're highly trained now in that type of performance.
Oh, I sure love it.
Yeah. Wow. So it's quite a spectrum that you do. You do things from home roots to music festivals to symphony orchestra to acting.
Oh gosh,
musician.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I would stop there for sure.
It's an impressive career. And I've read that, you know, you're known in Canada as a musician's musician.
Oh my.
So, you know, and I don't know, how do you feel about that? That title, the musician's musician, mean you're like, you're working, you're out there doing it, you're learning as you're going.
I don't know. I'm really humbled that I get to do all of these incredible opportunities that I don't take for granted. And I've met so many wonderful people along the way, and I have lots of people who help me along the way. I don't take it for granted. I don't think about it too much. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other. And at the end of the day, I love an adventure. So It's like, yes, I just say yes, and let's figure out how to do it.
You know, researching you and listening to your music, something that really popped out to me about you, and now meeting you, you have this, you know, this very nice warm vibe about you. So I really love your positive attitude, and it comes out in what people write about you, what sort of you've been quoted on. So things, you know, you believe in good things happening, dreams coming true, grand adventures, never say no to opportunities.
That's right.
And your love of a good story. And so your life philosophy is so positive. I think that probably has brought you so many places in your music.
Oh, well, thank you. 100%. I think it's, love entertaining people. I love singing, and if people love listening, then that's a win for me. You know, I really enjoy entertaining people. I do, being Irish, I'm drawn to the melancholy and this. I love a sad song, you know, the sad ballads. I enjoy making people laugh and sharing stories and hearing people's stories. I just think people are doing some incredibly inspiring things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so in your performances, you're singing, and do you talk a lot in between songs and tell stories about your life and things like that?
I do. It depends on the situation, I've learned, and I'm learning to, you know, honing that craft a little bit. I think it helps put a context and part of the experience in a, for example, in a house concert or a small venue setting. If you're playing in a pub or somewhere like that, then maybe not, just like less talk, more rock, you know. But but I do enjoy that interaction. I really do. And find ways of connecting with people. For me, that's what it's all about, is finding ways to connect.
One of the songs that you're going to perform for us is called Song for Sarah, which right away I thought, oh, that might be, she picked that for me, but I was just joking. It's from your album Dancing with Angels.
Yes.
And can you talk about, if you want, who Sarah is?
100% I will.
Okay.
So one of the wonderful things, Sarah's my sister, and as a high school teacher, she's my much younger sister, and so one of the cool things about when I was teaching, or in those early years, is my sister ended up in my grade 11 English class, if you can believe it.
You were teaching Sarah?
Yes. And I was really glad. I was really glad that she was an excellent student, or it would have made for an awkward Thanksgiving dinner that year. But she's wonderful. And so, I wrote that watching her grow up and be part of that, you know, part of her life was really special. And, you know, the driver's license and hanging out at lunch. And so, yeah, we're pretty tight. So I wrote a song for Sarah, for my sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to have a listen to that song now.
Don't go growing up too fast. Gotta take your time and let life last. Don't know where the years went. Gotta slow down, slow down. Consider how they're spent. You've got the prettiest eyes I've ever seen. If I've never told you, it's 'cause I've been in my own world. Don't know who'll settle down or travel far, but you'll always shine among the stars. Don't go chasing someone else's dream. Listen to your heart and just follow where it leads. You've got the prettiest eyes I've ever seen. You've never dared to. It's time to dream all your dreams. Don't know if you'll ever need me as a shoulder to lean on when you're weary from the load, but I won't go. I'll be right behind you to watch you dance with angels all along your chosen road. You've got the prettiest eyes I've ever seen, dancing with angels. Dancing with angels. See the world with your pretty eyes. Dancing with angels. Dancing with angels.
I just wanted to go back to some moments in your music career. Just some various big moments you did have.
Yeah, I put out a record, Dancing with Angels, and it did very well for me. So it gave me the courage to leave my teaching career, go out on the road. And so I did that. But early on, I had some really incredible experiences. The first... Okay, buckle up. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
This is good. This is such a neat story. I just want to pinch myself when I think about it. So the first music conference I went to was Folk Alliance Canada in Vancouver. And there I, through a long, winding story, met an Australian songwriter named Shane Howard, who in turn gave my record to one of my favorite singers, Mary Black. And... So Mary Black ended up recording my song, Wildest Dreams. And a few months after it was released as the single for her Best Of album for the previous, you know, her 20-year anniversary CD, so to speak. And so it did really well. The song did well for her. And then she invited me to tour Ireland with her. So I got to support Mary Black in Ireland early on. It's just incredible. And another champion I have is John McDermott. Canadian tenor has also taken me under his wing, and he's been a great mentor to me, and taken me on tour and, you know, Like I said, it's just been an incredible journey. Yes. A really incredible journey.
And for those that don't know, Mary Black is a famous Irish musician.
Mm-hmm. Very, very famous. And I am a big fan. So yeah. That was, yeah.
Another incredible. Dream come true.
Another of so many. Honestly, I'm just a charmed life, I swear.
A charmed full life.
Very so much.
I also seen that you maybe shared the stage with like Tom Cochran and Kenny Rogers. How did that come about?
I'm never sure how it comes about. I just answer the phone and say yes. I got to tour a couple times. I've not toured, but I opened for Tom Cochran and his band in Saskatchewan a couple of times, and which, you know, again, for a folk singer, it's a pretty incredible experience. Mm-hmm. And then Kenny Rogers, I got to play with him in Regina at the casino, and then we opened his show in Winnipeg at the MTS Center, which was absolutely incredible.
Yes. And you've played at Roots and Blues in Salmon Arm in the past.
I have. It's been a long time. I was here maybe, oh my gosh, dare I say, 20 years ago. Yeah. But I'd love to get back. You know, I'm going to keep sending out the applications and hopefully get back. It's a beautiful festival.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It is a beautiful festival. And I think this year it marks 35 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you back for that. Next, you're going to play us the song The River. Can you talk a little bit about The River, and is that inspired from any of maybe your outdoor adventures?
Yes. I love the outdoors. Always loved the outdoors and adventure and camping. As a, you know, a youngster, I remember our family coming through here with the tent trailer and, you know, going through the Okanagan, went all the way out to Oliver, BC, and as a family, and we've been through a couple times. And so then I, you know, fell in with some friends who took me paddling, and I just love canoeing in the backcountry and backcountry camping. And so, yeah, a lot of ideas there. I think, you know, this song came from a trip, obviously a paddling trip, and I started thinking about how so many of the lessons up north, when you're out in the wild, you know, you rely on each other and you look out for each other, and you really do literally rely on each other, because sometimes it could be the difference in life and death situation sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I just took that idea and I used it as a metaphor for life. And so this is all about the people in your life. You know, you need to surround yourself with good family and good friends, and be there for each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, we're gonna have a listen to The River.
I could hug you tighter and hold you for a little while. Come sit by the fire, chase the cold away after lonely miles. When the river took you down and pulled you under, you were in over your head. And I could hug you tighter is the only thing I wish I'd said. I could love you longer than the moon will beam and the stars will shine. And I wish I were stronger. I would carry you through the troubled times. When the river takes you down and pulls you under, and you're in over your head, I could hug you tighter is the only thing I would have said. My heart would never mend. I sat by your fire, and the sun appeared at the rainbow's end. Well, the river took me down and pulled me under. I was in over my head, but I could hug you tighter, is the only thing that you said. I could hug you tighter, feel the river pull.
So thank you for coming today, Eileen. It's a pleasure to have you here and have you play for us a private concert.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Sarah, thank you very much for the invitation. This is wonderful.
That was amazing. And all the best on the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much.
And everything else this summer that you get up to.
You bet. Yeah. And you too. Safe travels.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Shakin' in the Shoe. Tune in every week for my live music update and stay tuned for the next edition of Shakin' in the Shoe, the interview edition. This is Miss Music Shoeshop on The Voice. Keep it shakin'.